senior district division. Top of our students, Market Island Miners, raised 100,000 patents to help them hit their next nomination fee. In the avenue, from 60 moves beyond Salami Times, dominating African leaders in Kenya. Welcome to the Stakeholders have expressed concern that the proposed public governance bill may retain restrictive provisions similar to those contained in the Public Order Act, despite government efforts to reform the law. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of Let the People Talk program on CFM, the stakeholders emphasized that Zambia requires not only legal reform, but also institutional reform, particularly within law enforcement agencies. Agencies. Advocate for Good Governance Executive Director Gideon Funder stated that unless police officers are trained to adopt a facilitative rather than restrictive approach in handling public gathering, the proposed law will be enforced in the same manner as the Public Order Act. Ms. Funda also opposed the inclusion of criminal sanctions in the proposed legislation, noting that international human rights standards disparage criminal penalties in laws regulating public assemblies. He argued that any criminal conduct committed during gatherings should instead be addressed under the penal code. Leadership ahead of the polls. He stated that the fundraising initiative demonstrate the collective resolution by the participating group that President Hitler remains their preferred candidate.
This is the dance of the people. What we have done to the people. We are seeing, we have the economy, we have the energy, and this is what we are about. We are right now, Zambia is the best economy. And that's all I want to take this moment, Honorable Minister, to remind the nation, to remind Zambia that this person, like I need to see
him, that
he has been elected the best Estonian president for all Africa.
Meanwhile, Kokobo Minister Elisa Mutambo commended the group for what he described as a strong show of support and unity for the head of state, and assured that the money would be delivered to President Hitler. Concerns regarding cost of depleting prepaid electricity units early this year. Speaking at the first quarter performance review press briefing in Lusaka today, ZMA Executive Director Hansen Kaveni said the agency formed a joint team with the regulators, Energy Regulation Board, ERB, together with Brussels and other stakeholders, and went across the country to test the meters for about 2 weeks in the first quarter of the year. Mr. Nkobeni has, however, ruled out meters being faulty as being the cause of fast depletion of electricity. Meanwhile, Mr. Nkobeni says the agency successfully verified a total of 8,759 petroleum instruments across the country, and an overall total of 12,719 of various types of instruments against a target of 15,261. He notes that this reflects an increase of 1,409 instruments compared to the same period in 2025, demonstrating improved operational efficiency and increased regulatory coverage. Mr. Nkobeni, however, said that while these compliance levels are encouraging, the agency identified areas of non-compliance, particularly among some small-scale products and certain categories of measuring instruments.
We formed a joint team and we went across the country to test the meter. Area by area, category by category, we went as far as Shingola, every area across the country in homes. We went around and sampled the meters to check if the meters were written correctly, the fixed meters or not. So that such kind of investigation will not be one day or two days. We took up about 2 weeks. And after that, we are ready to issue a report. And I've already inspected, so all the meters we inspected across the country were all compliant. So that issue was diverted to other matters which we bring to the sector regulator we are ready to look at.
A suspect linked to a recent murder case in Kasona District has been found dead in what police believe to be a case of suicide. Northern Province Deputy Police Commanding Officer Dr. Charles Mbuka said 32-year-old Edwin Mpange has been on the run following the alleged murder of his 24-year-old wife, Alessia, on May 8th this year. Dr. Mbuka said the revelations follow a report received yesterday from Community Crime Prevention Unit member Justin Katombo, who informed police that the suspect had been discovered dead. He explained that the body was found hanging from a tree in a bush about 50 meters from an Anki village by a local farmer who had gone to work on his farm. Dr. Mbuka added that the body was found in a semi-decomposed state, suggesting that the now deceased may have taken his own life shortly after the alleged murder. He said due to the condition of